This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. If it's your first time to meditate, I hope to give some clear guidance in mindfulness meditation. We'll begin with I tend to lead these beginning with a few deeper breaths. That's just one way to begin. There's nothing particularly special about that. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that at the end. But what we do is we use our ability to direct our attention. We can do this. It's not that we have to kind of conjure up a brand new mental state or become another person. We use the capacities that we have and the motivation that we have for being here, whatever that is, can be a support. And we ask ourselves to do something that is doable, even though it's quite different from normal activities, insofar as we're asking ourselves to try to keep our attention relatively stable with something that's not awful exciting. All right. So the feel of the breath, it can be good. And the reason we spend time doing this is there's something about this mental activity, focusing attention on something simple like the sensations connected with the ordinary breath, which have good effects for us. It's a way of deepening concentration and so forth. With mindfulness practice, we also will notice those moments when the attention has drifted, and it certainly will. Try as we might to stay focus, the attention will drift, quite normal aspect of our intelligence in a way, to just what needs to be paid attention to, right? There seem to be cats walking all over the Zoom room. You know, we need to keep our eye on that. And it's like, okay, yeah, where's my breath? So with mindfulness, we kind of notice where the attention goes, whatever it is, and then we come back. And this, there's no list of things that it's approved to include in our meditation. Anything that can come into human consciousness is can be part of our meditation, always with that option to bring the attention back to something simpler. So yeah, let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Again, this is just one way to begin. Maybe even a little sigh with the out breath. Then letting your breath be normal. Come back to the breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. And notice how easy this is, in that we don't have to try to hear everything. Even in the realm of what we can hear, there's probably quite a lot going on, even if it's relatively quiet. In any case, we're not trying to hear everything. We don't have to keep track or try to remember. We don't have to get rid of other things pulling at our attention. So in the midst of what is happening for you now, just endeavor to notice some of the sounds happening moment after moment. So this is definitely something that we can do. If it seems too easy, that's okay. If it seems too hard, you probably are making it more complicated. Just any random sound will do. And don't try to hold on to it, of course, or get something out of it. Just noticing, okay. Notice how sounds change, my voice, what's going on in your room or outside, maybe in your head. What can be somewhat difficult is believing this can do us any good at all. And so maybe just notice that thought and don't have to squelch any thoughts. Just notice it and then kind of, oh, I'm trying this now, so let me try it and see what happens. So we can stay with sounds, come back to sounds when we wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body and just notice what you can feel. So much the same as when we focus on sounds, now we're shifting the focus into our bodies where we're simply noticing sensations like vibration, pressure, softness, and so forth. Head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. There may be a lot going on. It may feel like there's not much going on. So it's all right either way, just noticing what there is. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice, aha, there are sensations connected even with the normal breath when we're not breathing deeply. And these tend to be pretty good for our purposes, these sensations that we can feel in the abdomen, slight rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. Similar in the chest, rising, falling with the in-breath and out-breath. A flow of fine sensations at the opening of the nose as air comes in, as air leaves. So the invitation is to choose one of these places, abdomen, chest, or nose. Keep your attention there as best you can, just knowing when the in-breath begins. When the out-breath begins, not again, not trying to observe everything, even in this relatively small area, but just tuning in to what there is to know. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, we can shift back to sounds or maybe somewhere else in our bodies. We can use sensations in our hands or feet. But don't try to get it perfect. Go back to sounds if you wish. And then when you notice that the attention has drifted, as it most certainly will, at some point, just at the moment with mindfulness practice, we notice what's happening. That invitation is to like, okay, what is real? What is happening for me? What has drawn my attention? Often it will be thoughts. Images, often connected with emotions. With emotions, we try to get in the habit of noticing the physical component, often to be felt in the torso, these visceral sensations that are a component of anxiety, anger, fear, so forth. Likewise, positive emotions with joy, we practice with those too. Not trying to squelch or change, just noticing. But always with the permission just to come back to the breath. So we do kind of find our own way here. There's a method to practice for sure. But the invitation is to kind of take these ideas and put your heart into it, see what happens. I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a couple more minutes for the meditation together. No need to rush. That's what's happening now, this breath. So thank you. Thank you all. It's good to practice with you. The basics of mindfulness meditation are relatively simple, I feel. It's not doesn't mean it's easy to do, for sure. But the idea is we're not trying to conjure up some special state by willpower alone. There are things we can do, very practical, doable steps of, deciding where to place attention, using real sensations actually happening for us, such as those connected with the breath or with the feet in a standing or walking meditation and so forth. And likewise, this idea of having permission just to notice what's real. Even when it's not pleasant, even when we wish things were different, is also a capacity that we do have already, and that is something we can cultivate, develop, and this also is an important part of mindfulness practice. But I prefer to think of that as mostly an invitation in this context, right? And so when I notice the attention has drifted, my mind's racing, perhaps there are various emotions. The idea is we don't have to rush back to the breath. We have that permission just to notice, to take stock, to be real. And it's, at times we may find that the mind is relatively stable and we're noticing what it is like to feel anxiety, for instance, and to feel the sensations in the torso and so forth. But always that invitation to come back to the breath or wherever we're focusing. That on that idea of beginning, as if you've been here before, and many of you have, and it's good to see you, and to be with you. Just taking a few deeper breaths is kind of my habit, and it's not bad. But there's nothing, in my opinion, special about starting that way. But it can be good in your own practice to have a way of starting that just helps you kind of recognize and decide that you're going to do something different from your normal activities, right? And so coming to a meditation with a group of people like this, it is helpful to have someone kind of like, okay, let's begin, right? And where you have some confidence that he'll stay awake to ring the bell at a certain point. So there's a certain structure that can be helpful, and not to minimize that. And it also can be helpful to gather with other people, even in this way of doing it. That being said, it also can be really, really good to do this on your own without any external support. And so invite you to experiment with that if you haven't. Just sit and meditate, and you'll remember something, right? In any case, it can be good in our own practice to have a way of starting. And over time, for me, like, there has kind of developed this series of thoughts that help me get going. And it is something that has accumulated over many years, I guess we can say decades. And I do not feel that it's important for me to teach that or share it. I could share it at some point, but the idea is that there is a series of thoughts that I kind of go through as a way of getting into the meditation. And so in addition to taking a few deeper breaths, that there's and so the invitation for you is to maybe think about what is one or two thoughts, phrases. It could be a poem. It could be whatever that can help you. Don't get too fancy. The idea is to like have like a way of reminding ourselves what we're doing and that we're doing something different from ordinary activities. And one valuable component can be just that recognition, why am I doing this? What do I hope for? And I think for people who meditate, there are some things in common, even though our lives can differ quite radically. To some extent, we're interested in meditation. Because we've kind of run out of hope for other options. I shouldn't laugh at saying something so terrible. Life can be disappointing, right? And life can be really hard for it can be really hard. It's hard for everyone to be human, to be alive. And we get so much goodness from the world and from our bodies, but at some point we all kind of recognize, oh my body's fragile, the world is unreliable and can be extremely disappointing. And so one way or another, I'm turning this into a sermon, but one way or another, we kind of like wonder if meditation might help, right? And it's kind of makes sense that given difficulties that are inevitable, it would at least be smart to consider that I might do things with my own mind that help me be in a better relationship to experience that can be challenging. So that can, whatever your story is, whatever brought you to here today or that keeps you meditating, there can be a way of framing that can help you remember, oh yeah, this is why I'm doing it, right? And there are also in Buddhist traditions, you have some very amazing aspirations, right? Which are not merely focused on my own health, my own wellness, my own happiness, and my own coping, but also with that of other people, of other beings, right? And even if we don't, right, tend to trust that we really do aspire for this, we could even form the thought, may what I'm doing be a benefit to everyone, anywhere they may be, right? I don't actually trust that thought in myself, right? Do I really care? But of course, I can turn my attention, right? I can turn my attention and then, well, yes, of course I care, right? And where the thought gets radical is actually like, yeah, may what I do in this meditation be a benefit not only for me, but for the benefit of everyone around me and for everyone anywhere. And so that's one example of something that in one form is part of my kind of rigmarole that I go through in my own mind, in my own daily practice. So for your consideration, thanks for your attention. There's something extremely personal about this activity, in addition to it there being some basic methods that are time-tested over centuries. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you all.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.